Indonesia.
Indonesia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in collaboration with the Indonesian Ulama Council and the National Amil Zakat Agency, has initiated the launch of a humanitarian aid campaign for Palestine called Indonesia for Palestine, with a target of $200 million. During the launch on Wednesday, Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Anies Mata stated that the funds will be used for humanitarian assistance and reconstruction of Gaza.
Kita semuanya berkumpul pada siang hari ini untuk memulai satu gerakan solidaritas untuk Palestina, dan ini adalah hasil dialog kita dalam 3 bulan terakhir ini bersama semua NGO yang hadir di sini.
We have all gathered today to begin a solidarity movement for Palestine. This is the result of our discussions over the past 3 months with all the NGOs present here. And we are starting a more coordinated solidarity movement to channel aid to Palestine. We are starting with an initial target of $200 million. According to Anies Mata, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs will use various diplomatic channels to support humanitarian diplomacy and ensure aid reaches Gaza, which remains under Israeli blockade. Indonesia's Minister of Health, Budi Gunadi Sadikin, emphasized that health should become a collective movement that involves all segments of society. The minister made this statement during a webinar on the Free Health Check campaign in Jakarta on Wednesday.
Kesehatan itu adalah nggak bisa dilakukan.
Health cannot be done alone. It must be a collective effort. It cannot be just a program. It must be a movement. We need to use all Indonesia's social capital to make our people healthy. It's not just about treating the sick. A healthy population will ensure our average income reaches 18 million rupiahs. If we reach that, we will become a developed nation, and President's vision for a golden Indonesia will come true.
Dan mimpi Bapak Presiden untuk Indonesia emas itu terjadi.
Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin also emphasized the role of mothers in promoting health through the Free Health Check program. The program aims to prevent chronic diseases and supports the goal of achieving golden Indonesia by 2045. Next up, we present you the commentary titled Optimizing Gold Potential for the National Economy with Anna Trijayakasi.
Today's commentary is on optimizing gold potential for the national economy. The record global gold demand of almost 5,000 tons last year shows the rapid development of the world gold market. Indonesia, as the 7th largest gold producer in the world, has great potential to optimize the gold industry. However, gold trade in Indonesia is still far from that. Despite exporting gold bars worth 5 billion rupiahs, Indonesia still imports 2 billion rupiah worth of gold bars. The launch of the Bullion Bank by President Prabowo Subianto on February the 26th is a strategic step to manage gold in the national financial system. Bullion banks are financial institutions that play a role in trading, storing, and financing gold and other precious metals. With the existence of bullion banks, Indonesia is expected to reduce dependence on gold imports and create a more efficient gold ecosystem. Gold, which has proven to be a superior investment instrument, can be utilized more widely, whether for investment, savings, or financial instruments. The existence of bullion banks also brings direct benefits to the community. This program facilitates access to gold savings and deposits and opens up more stable investment options. In addition, the service also provides opportunities for people who have not been reached by banking. With clear regulations and support from the Financial Services Authority, the potential of the bullion banks can make a significant contribution to Indonesia's economic growth and strengthening the domestic gold sector. This step paves the way for optimal utilization of gold resources for the nation's economic welfare. That was commentary.
And that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the World Service Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia.
That is Dewi Sandra with Kui Or I Admit It. Apparently, fun fact about the song itself, not a song exclusively by Dewi Sandra, but also some other songs that has the word Kuakui Or I Admit It. Indonesians misheard it as not Kuakui or in real called I Admit It, but instead it's more like Kuakui, which is complete gibberish in Indonesian, and a lot of Indonesian songs uses this word, and so many people say that, well, it's gibberish, and even some person make an not anthology, a mix of those words being used in Indonesian songs, which is completely funny despite being meaningless. But Indonesia just got a very meaningful win in the cheerleading Japan Open Championship 2025, which was held in Yokohama on February 23rd until 24th. And in here, listener, 93 Indonesian cheerleader athletes competed with top cheerleading teams from various countries like Japan, South Korea, and several other countries. An Indonesian team won second place in the elementary school lower grade cheerleading and junior one cheerleading categories. And Indonesia also won third place in the junior two cheerleading category. And meanwhile, for the cheerleading doubles category, Indonesian team won the fourth and sixth place. In the meantime, the host, which is Japan, won the first place in elementary school junior one and two category. And according to Indonesian Ambassador to Japan, Heri Ahmadi, still appreciate the Indonesian cheerleading team, who is not only joining, but also making some wins in the cheerleading Japan Open Championship. And this is a concrete proof that Indonesian children have worked hard to make Indonesia proud. Wow. That kind of spirit never flicker, listener, in the heart of so many Indonesians. Just like the next song, Sandy Santoro with Tak Pernah Padam or Never Flicker.
Thank you. VOI listeners, Bali is famous for being one of the favorite tourist destinations in Indonesia. Bali tourist destinations are always interesting and never end. The destination that is currently popular and you must visit is Tanah Barak Beach. This beach is one of Bali's hidden gems which has just opened. Today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Tanah Barak Beach, which is located in Kutuk Village, Badung, Bali. The distance is around 40 minutes from Denpasar City Center or 30 minutes from Ngurah Rai Airport if you use a motorcycle. Access to this beach is quite unique because the road is made by cutting through the limestone cliffs. When passing this road, you can stop for a moment and pause in the middle of the quiet road with a beautiful limestone cliff in the background, which is certainly super aesthetic. To visit and enjoy Tanah Barak Beach, you only need to pay an entrance ticket of 8,000 rupiah or less than $1. From the parking lot to the beach, you have to walk. During the trip to the beach, you can enjoy the beauty of Tanah Barak. This beach has soft white sand and clear blue sea water. This beauty is also combined with the high limestone hills that surround the beach. Listeners, there are several tourist activities that you can do while you are at Tanah Barak Beach. You can swim to enjoy the fresh water of Barak Beach, but you have to be careful and not swim too far. Here you can sunbathe or play on the soft sand. You can also snorkel here, seeing the underwater beauty of the beach. Don't go home before watching the beauty of the sunset. The sunset view on the beach is pretty beautiful. Well, listeners, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, if we talk about electric vehicle, what comes in your mind? People say it's gonna make the world greener, but some people doubt it, and they say that we need to do something to make sure that the EV, not only the car, but also the whole ecosystem for EV stays really, really clean. And therefore, what can be done to make it really green? Here is what Agus Jamil, the executive director of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, has told us.
Okay, if we talk about the electric vehicle, then in the city, there will be a big impact. It's quite a significant impact in the city where people are driving EV cars, yeah, because it's reduced the amount of emission in the city. If we look at the broader, in the holistic side, yeah, you have to think about the electric car in from the resources that is for the car itself, which is we don't see it in the big cities, like the electricity itself, how it is generated. It will be really green if the electricity is generated from a green source. Yeah. But at the moment, in Asia, still have a 64% of the power generation is coal fire. So that's one thing. And then another thing that we need to look at on the supply side of the battery, because we replace car fuels, fossil fuels with batteries, then we have to calculate properly and how does that impact the climate, the environment on the other side of the world.
The complete conversation about electric vehicle ecosystem with Agus Jamil, the Executive Director of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, is available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you. you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. Pristine beaches and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic. May your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Bila ku
I'll be listening a little bit guide how to speak in Indonesian and like speak bahasa Indonesia. And this time it will be about heading to Tanjung Puting and how you express I always wake up early in Indonesian language. So stay tuned on Error World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Mariba Bahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Menuju Tanjung Puting. Menuju Tanjung Puting, which means heading to Tanjung Puting. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled Saya Selalu Bangun Pagi. Saya Selalu Bangun Pagi, which means I always wake up early. This conversation took place between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Naomi, a tour guide at a hotel in Pangkalan Bun, Central Kalimantan. Chris informs Naomi about his habits. Let's listen to their conversation.
Maaf, Chris. Kita harus berangkat pagi-pagi untuk bisa melihat orang utan.
Tidak apa-apa. Saya selalu bangun pagi.
Kalau begitu, mari kita berangkat.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. Saya selalu bangun pagi. Saya selalu bangun pagi, which means I always wake up early. I will pronounce it slowly and you can repeat after me. Saya selalu bangun pagi. Saya selalu bangun pagi, which means I always wake up early. Saya. Saya, which means I. Selalu. Selalu, which means always. Bangun. Bangun, which means wake up. Berangkat, berangkat, which means to go. Pagi-pagi, pagi-pagi, which means early in the morning. Melihat, melihat, which means to see. Orangutan, orangutan, which means orangutan. Tidak apa-apa, tidak apa-apa, which means it's okay. Kalau begitu, which means if so. Mari, mari, which means come on. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Saya selalu bangun pagi. Saya selalu bangun pagi, which means I always wake up early. In this sentence, there is an expression, selalu, selalu, which means always. The word selalu, selalu, describes the activities that becomes a habit. In this statement, Chris' habitual activity is bangun pagi. Bangun pagi, which means waking up early. Now, let's listen to another example in using the adverbial word. Selalu. Selalu, which means always, to describe an activity that has become a habit. Saya selalu makan pagi sebelum pukul 8. Saya selalu makan pagi sebelum pukul 8, which means I always have breakfast before 8 a.m. Chris selalu membawa motornya kemanapun. Chris selalu membawa motornya kemanapun, which means Chris always rides his motorbike everywhere. To give the information regarding time, there are several expressions commonly used by Indonesians, such as dini hari, dini hari, which means at dawn time, pagi pagi, pagi pagi, which means early in the morning, siang bolong, which means midday or noonday, and larut malam, larut malam, which means late at night. Such expression gives a nuance of meaning sangat, sangat, which means very. Before closing, let's speak once Indonesian today for more clarity. Let's listen to the example of the conversation one more time.
Maaf, Chris. Kita harus berangkat pagi-pagi untuk bisa melihat orang hutan.
Tidak apa-apa, saya selalu bangun pagi.
Kalau begitu, mari kita berangkat.
Well, listener, that was today's edition of Let's Speak Fast Indonesia with a conversation entitled Saya Selalu Bangun Pagi. Saya selalu bangun pagi, which means I always wake up early. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who wants to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa!
Voice of Indonesia.
Of Indonesia. I wish that today's everything that we present to you will be very, very much enjoyable. Just like the next one, we gotta cut off that song with another one that is more quote-unquote Indonesian, because this one came from a region from Indonesia, but you will listen to it in the music corner.
VOA listeners, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Central Sulawesi entitled Tope Tugu. The song Tope Tugu tells the story of the courage of the heroes and fighters in Palu, Central Sulawesi. The song is often played in various events in Central Sulawesi. Tope Tugu has also been performed several times abroad, such as at the 2017 Tong Tong Festival in the Netherlands and the 2018 Asiatica Film Festival in Rome, Italy. Well, listener, here is the song Tope Tugu by Hajar Bleh Big Band featuring Zaro Ananda. Enjoy!
Thank you very much for people joining Ellen Wasabi's Voice of Indonesia. We've presented you a lot of things, but we're still available on vonews.id, RRI Digital, and also the frequencies 3325 kHz and also 4755 kHz. Got anything to say? Please send your questions or even comments to our email voilisteners@gmail.com, and then our Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok voi_official. Once again, I would like to say I'm Steve, and the cruise of today's English program is saying thank you very much for joining us. So make sure to stay tuned on Edit Our Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia， 从印度尼西亚面向世界。听众朋友您好，我诺法嘎辛，祝您身体健康。在今天一个小时的华语节目，我想为您报道一些印度尼西亚的信息，其中之一是相关 Prabowo Subianto 总统为印度尼西亚环境银行初次开幕仪式。我们还会播放一些在印度尼西亚旅行的印度尼西亚歌曲，还有印度尼西亚美丽，给你介绍印度尼西亚各地区的土豆。好吧，开始本期的节目，请各位收听新闻。Voice of Indonesia， 从印度尼西亚面向世界，现在报道新闻。2025年2月26日，印度尼西亚总统 Prabowo Subianto 正式启动了环境银行。印度尼西亚共和国第八任总统在 Gadi Tower 举行的Pegadaian环境银行服务和印度尼西亚伊斯兰银行的开幕仪式上发表讲话时表示，在印度尼西亚共和国成立80周年之际，政府取得了许多突破，其中之一就是推出环境银行服务。Masuk insert.
Menjelang 80 tahun kita merdeka.
在我们迎接独立80周年之际，我们感到自豪的是，印度尼西亚将有史以来第一次拥有一家环境银行。印度尼西亚的环境银行储备量为居世界第六。Prabowo总统表示，二月对印度尼西亚来说是历史性的一个月，因为政府实施了多项战略的政策。 作为实现良好经济增长的努力的一部分。中东解释了在国内存储义务的政策，然后启动了管理机 Daya Anagata Nusantara 或是 Danantara 和环境银行服务。我在元首坚信，只要有良好的愿望，坚定的确信，吸取各种经验教练，以及维护间接政府，消除腐败，国财的财富就能够得到维护。环境银行是政府加强国家环境产业生态系统的支持，红白内阁阿斯达基的辖有生命的战略步骤之一。中东表示，环境银行业务将使国内生产总值加245万亿一美吨，并创造180万个新就业安慰。印度尼西亚政府通过外交部与国家天的机构印度尼西亚乌里玛理事会和其他独立的非政府机构正在向巴勒斯坦筹集人道主义援助。本次援助目标金额高达大约3.2万亿印尼盾。2025年2月26日在印度尼西亚外交部维亚加的中心的办公室启动了为巴勒斯坦筹集资金的联合活动。印度尼西亚外交部长阿尼斯马达解释说，筹集的资金还将用于解决加沙中都或者重建进程。阿尼斯马达外交部长还表示，向巴勒斯坦人分发人道主义援助时面临的障碍之一是安全问题。阿尼斯马达副部长表示，只有严密保卫通过其他国家边境向巴勒斯坦运送的援助，通过抽关闪管将达到巴勒斯坦公民手中。外交部与国家天个机构印度尼西亚乌里玛理事会和其他独立的